CBSNews.com video is always free, thanks in part to Walmart, bringing your community jobs, low prices, and support for neighborhood programs.
For several weeks now, Oscar winner Michael Moore's new movie, Fahrenheit 9/11, has been creating controversy, especially after it took top honors at the Cannes Film Festival. The movie condemns President Bush for the war in Iraq and for just about everything else. In one scene, Moore takes us back to the early months of the Bush administration.
With everything going wrong, he did what any of us would do. He went on vacation.
We must stop the terror. I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers.
Thank you.
Now watch this drive.
Michael Moore, good morning.
Good morning.
You're the man of the hour. Pick up the paper. There's what, Spider-Man in one corner, and you're everywhere.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Are you, why'd you make this movie? Did you make it to affect the election? Was that your purpose?
No. When we started making it, we didn't know when it would be done, and we certainly didn't know who the Democratic nominee would be, you know. So we made this movie because we love this country and we're deeply concerned about the direction it's been taking in the last few years. And we wanted to present a different side to the story than the one that has been presented over, you know, well, since 2001.
But you have said that you want to get more people to the polls.
Well, yes.
You want to galvanize the swing vote.
I always hope for that.
Right?
I mean, I do that all the time. 50% of the people in this country don't vote. So anything that I can do to help bring out more people to vote, I'm happy
about
that.
And you're certainly telling them in this film not to vote for President Bush. So you don't want to just get people to the polls. You want to get him out of the White House.
I personally would like to see him not in the White House. But I don't tell people what to do. I don't think that's really my role in this. And certainly I'm not in the voting booth with people, so I don't know what's going to happen. But
so this is a personal attack on the president. You would see it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, very personal, actually. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that this movie allows room for people to think for themselves? For instance, that sequence that we just saw, you take the president to task for taking vacation, an inordinate amount of vacation during his first few months on office.
Yeah.
You say, what, 42% of the time,
42%
right?
of the time, according to the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm. But that included weekends, right? And that included a working vacation in Crawford, Texas.
Which I show. I show him there with Tony Blair in the movie. So, but he is not at the White House. By the way, on the weekend, he's still president.
Mm-hmm.
You like to believe that he's sort of on the job all the time. At least I like to believe my president is doing that. And I don't think this is a debatable point. Most people know that in the first 8 months when he was in office, he spent an inordinate amount of time in Crawford, Texas, and in Kennebunkport and Camp David.
And yet a lot of people are questioning whether or not this film does allow viewers to think for themselves, because the word sledgehammer has been used often.
Yeah.
And even though we should acknowledge and congratulate you for winning top honors at the Cannes Film Festival, you've gotten excellent reviews. Some have been scathing, however. Christopher Hitchens says this movie is a sinister exercise in moral frivolity, cruelly disguised as an exercise in seriousness. You show the president in one sequence in a classroom in Sarasota, Florida, just after he learned that the nation was under attack, where he sat for 7 minutes with a group of second graders. You put a timer on that, and you voice over his thoughts as he is sitting there.
Yeah.
You say, well, what's the president thinking? Have I been hanging out with the wrong crowd? I mean, is that fair, Michael, to do that, what you did there?
Well, sure. First of all, it's satire, so the thoughts I'm voicing in his head are my humor. I think actually it's very generous that I'm even assuming he had thoughts in his head. So
this is satire and not documentary. We shouldn't see
both.
This
it's a satirical,
as a...
It's a satirical documentary.
Someone said propaganda. You buy that? Op-ed?
No, I consider the CBS Evening News propaganda.
We'll
is providing... Why? Well, let's not move beyond that.
Let's talk about your movie.
Why don't we talk about the Evening News on this network and the other networks that didn't do the job they should have done at the beginning of this war? Demanded the evidence, asked the hard questions.
Okay.
We may not have even gone into this war had these networks done their job. I mean, it was a great disservice to the American people, because we depend on people who work here and the other networks to go after those in power and say, hey, wait a minute, you want to send our kids off to war? We want to know where those weapons of mass destruction are. Let's see the proof. Let's see the proof that Saddam Hussein had something to do with 9/11. There was no proof, and everybody just got embedded, and everybody rolled over, and everybody knows that now.
Michael, the one thing that journalists try to do is to present both sides of the story, and it could be argued that you did not do that in this movie.
That's wrong. I certainly didn't. That's right.
You presented your side of the story.
Because my side, and that's the side of millions of Americans, rarely gets told. And so this is just a humble plea on my behalf, and not to you personally, mm-hmm. Anna, but I'm just saying to journalists in general, that instead of working so hard to tell both sides of the story, why don't you just tell that one side, which is the administration? Why don't you ask them the hard questions?
Which I think is something that we all try to do.
Well, okay, I think it was a lot of cheerleading going on at the beginning of this war.
All right.
A lot of cheerleading, and it didn't do the public any good to have journalists standing in front of the camera going, whoop-de-doo, let's all go to war. And it's not their kids going to war. It's not the children of the news executives going to war.
Michael,
it's
why, don't
the
you do,
of the
why don't you
poor,
do your next you know, movie about network news, okay? Because this movie...
I know, that's
this
why
movie,
I think I should do that.
This
because
movie is an attack on the president and his policies.
Well, and it also points out how the networks failed us at the beginning of this war and didn't do their job.
Let me ask you personally.
Yeah.
Okay, are you getting death threats? Because I saw reports in the paper that you're walking around with a huge group of bodyguards.
No, that's not true. I read that too.
So that's not true.
No, I get offers of candy on the street.
Candy on the street. Michael Moore, thanks so much.
All
Please
right.
come back.
All right.